A lot of people are burning fewer calories these days, sitting in movie theaters. Movie revenue and ticket sales are up about 10% over this time last year. Box office records have been smashed, and the latest installment in the Fast and Furious car crash franchise scored the biggest April opening of all time. Nate DiMeo has some answers on why, when so many Americans are doing so poorly, movies are doing so well.
It has to be escapism, right? People are worried about their jobs, tired of bad news. They want to forget about their troubles for a couple of hours. I mean, how else do you explain Paul Blart Mall Cop?
You're going to pull up, left hip forward, placing your right hand on your away hip thusly, giving the illusion that you have a gun, which of course we both know you don't.
Paul Blart came out of nowhere.
Jeff Bach is a box office analyst for the industry research firm Exhibitor Relations.
It outgrossed every comedy that was released in 2008, talking about Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen. These are the Hollywood heavyweights. And Kevin James, Paul Blart, Mall Cop outgrosses all those films. I mean, it's remarkable.
In other movies, Watchmen, Monsters vs. Aliens, the latest Tyler Perry Madea movie, have done extremely well too. And all during a time when so many Americans are cutting back on spending. Patrick Corcoran of the National Association of Theater Owners says we shouldn't be surprised.
We've seen over the years that the movie theater industry is recession resistant. In the last seven recession years since 1965, box office and admissions have both gone up in five of those.
He says he buys into the escapism explanation up to a point. And he'll gladly tell you that movies are the cheapest form of entertainment outside the home, pointing to rising concert and sports ticket prices, to data on bowling and amusement parks and laser tag. But he says there's something structural going on, too. For the past few decades, there have basically been three movie seasons. There's the summer, when the fun popcorn blockbusters come out, the holidays, when the Oscar aspirants come out, and right now, when the studios dump all of their leftover junk. But Corcoran says that seems to be changing.
For years, we've been suggesting to our partners in distribution that any month of the year can be a big month for movies in the theater.
He says the studios have made some good decisions this year, moving movies like Watchmen and the latest in the Fast and Furious franchise away from the crowded summer slate and giving them and the theater owners a chance to make big money.
And I think we're seeing that. It was the first $1 billion January we've ever had.
Industry analyst Jeff Bach says that's great. Don't get him wrong. But the box office take doesn't tell the whole story. It turns out raisinettes aren't recession resistant.
The big studios right now are reaping the benefits. The theater owners are actually, the concessions where they make most of their money are down over 15%.
He says so far people will pay to escape, but they're not willing to get shaken down at the popcorn counter. But we shouldn't worry about the theater owners. He says there's a decent chance the industry might break the $10 billion mark for the first time this year. That's a lot of ticket buyers with milk duds squirreled away in their pants. For NPR News, I'm Nate DiMeo.